From Spark and Anvil and Manga Forge, this is Vista and Jolt in Chapter 1 of the Manga Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Two friends laid out a comic page together, and they were opposites in the most useful way. One always wanted to pull back and show everything. The other always wanted to rush in and catch a single face. And the secret they were about to share was that a page needs both, taking turns. Vista spread her arms wide, showing the whole sweep of a place.
Jolt pressed in close, right up against a single character's expression.
"I open scenes," said Vista, gesturing at a wide vista of a stormy harbor. "I show you where you are." "And I," said Jolt, snapping in tight on a frightened face, "show you what it feels like. Watch how we trade off. That trading is where a page gets its heartbeat."
Vista went first, opening the scene with a wide establishing shot, because a reader needs to know where they are before anything that happens there can matter. "Drop a reader straight into a close-up and they're lost," said Vista. "A hand, a face, but where? When?" So I open wide. Vista drew back to show the whole stormy harbor, the crashing waves, the little boat, the tiny figure on the dock, the black sky. This is the establishing shot. It sets the stage, the place, the weather, the scale, where everyone is standing. In one wide panel, the reader arrives somewhere, and now they have a world to hold everything else inside. Vista let the wide view breathe. "I'm also where a page gets to breathe. A big, calm, wide panel slows things down, lets a moment land, gives the eye somewhere to rest before the next rush. I don't do the emotional punching. That's not my role. My role is to open the door, show you the room, and let you feel how big the storm is. Establish the world, then the story can happen in it." Then Jolt snapped in tight, right up against a single face, because the moment of feeling lands hardest when it's close.
"And then, right at the moment that matters, I cut in hard," said Jolt, snapping to a tight panel of the dock figure's terrified eyes. "Not the whole harbor now, just the face, just the widening eyes, the gritted teeth, the single tear. Close, sudden, filling the whole panel." Jolt held the intense close-up. "That's my punch. After Vista's palm wide harbor, I cut in tight on the feeling, and it hits. Because the sudden closeness is the emotion. When you rush right up against someone's face at the exact instant they're afraid, or overjoyed, or heartbroken, the reader feels it in their own chest." Jolt kept the tight frame charged. "The trick is timing. I don't cut close all the time. If every panel were a screaming close-up, none of them would land. The reader would just go numb. I save the close cut for the moment, the peak of the feeling, and let Vista's wide calm set it up. The punch only punches because of the breath before it." And so they built the page together, trading off Vista's wide stormy harbor, then Jolt's tight, terrified face, Vista pulling back to let it beat breathe, then Jolt rushing in for the punch. And the page came alive with a rhythm, a heartbeat of far and near, calm and shock, breath and blow. "You need my wide," said Jolt, "to make my close hit."
"And you need my close," said Vista, "to make my wide worth opening." "Good establishing," said Jolt. "Good punch," said Vista. There is a real pleasure in feeling a page breathe, in noticing the rhythm of pulling back wide to take in a whole world, then rushing in close to catch a single feeling, then back again. It's the same rhythm that makes movies and stories and even music move. The far and the near, the calm and the shock, the setup and the strike. taking turns. And once you can feel it working, the wide shot that lets you breathe, the sudden close-up that lands like a heartbeat, you start seeing that rhythm everywhere and understanding, with a little thrill, exactly how a flat page full of drawings reaches right into your chest and makes you feel.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Vista and Jolt. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.